Issues, etc. Regular guest, Pastor Stephen Parks, on why your congregation should join the Issues, etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues, etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues, etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues, etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc., to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, etc. The Issues, etc. 300. Time to pick blog of the week. Actually, we've already picked them, but it's time to share our picks with blog of the week. On this Friday afternoon, November the 5th, Jeff picks his, I pick mine. We read through blogs. Jeff actually picked mine this week because, I don't know, he just felt generous. He found it, and then he gave his to me. But we'll always go with Jeff first. You can have us reading your blog by getting the Issues, Etc. widget at our website. Click support, issuesetc.org. And once it's on your website, let us know, talkback@issuesetc.org, and then we'll start reading and perhaps pick your blog for Blog of the Week.
My pick is a blog post titled No Angst. It's by the blog is Confessional Gadfly. I've never had any angst about the possibility of leaving Lutheranism. I've never seriously thought about going east or heading to Rome or jumping ship in any other direction. There's never been a gut-wrenching, soul-searching time for me. Why? Reformation. One of the things I have observed in my brief time on this planet and also in my study of history is that things are always, always messed up, especially in the church, especially in the church. So I see things messy. I see the church so oppressed by schism rent asunder and heresies distressed. I like that hymn. But I never tend to think that the grass, the doctrine, the life will be greener elsewhere. With all the flaws and mess that I see in this world, that I see in Lutheranism, that I see in the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, that I see in congregations and my fellow clergy, I expect nothing less. I expect no safe, perfect harbor, for we are in the church militant. In fact, the safer the harbor, the less I trust it. For where the gospel is preached, there the devil will be breathing threats, lies, murder, and death. Sin boldly, but believe more boldly still. No angst, believe boldly. My pick for Blog of the Week, Confessional Gadfly.
And my pick comes from Frank Gillespie, who's a regular listener, and he has a blog called Putting Out the Fire. He's been there for a long time. The blog post I found especially intriguing, titled, KFUO Wants to Hire a Program Host? Really? He writes, there's no way in Hades that I could even make this up. This gem was brought to my attention by a friend on Facebook this morning, and then he has apparently this is on the LCMS Inc. website, KFUO AM program host, a call for candidates to put in their name for the job. Frank says, now why in the world would KFUO need themselves a program host? Now maybe somebody can help me remember something here. Wasn't it just over 2 years ago, writes Frank, that David Strand, executive director of the Board for Communication Services, terminated the employment of the host of KFUO's most popular program for business or programmatic reasons? He goes on to say, do I recall something like this happening in around March 2008 or something close to that? And finally he says, so does anybody know of a qualified radio host that could help out KFUO with some Christ-centered, cross-focused programming? I do just happen to know a couple of guys that have experience with Christian talk radio, writes Frank. He says, I wonder if they ever thought about working for a small radio station owned by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I wonder. Well, in answer to Frank's question, no, we have no intention of working for our former employer or for LCMS Inc. again. Very happy right where we're at. But, you know, thanks for the offer. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., Dr. Mike Horton on the full sufficiency of Scripture, then Issues, Etc., Soundbite of the Week.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues, Etc.